Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass ihr warm ist. Perig Yud Beis, Mishnah Dalid. So he said, Chalitza really has three parts to it. The reading of the Psukim, the removal of the shoe, and the spitting. B'diavad, if they don't say the Psukim, everyone holds the Chalitza still kosher. But what about a case where either the Yavim or the Yavama couldn't say the Psukim even if they wanted to? One of them was a deaf mute. Zakta Mishnah HaCheresh. Generally, when the Mishnah refers to a Cheresh, it means a deaf mute. A person can't hear or speak. HaCheresh HaNechlatz. The Yavim was a deaf mute. He couldn't say his part of the Pasuk. I don't want to take her. The HaChereshes. Or the Yavama. She was a deaf mute. She couldn't say her part. But he doesn't want to take me. Shechaltza. Chalitza was performed. Or says the Mishnah Vayter, V'achiletzes lekatan, if Yavama was done to a Yavim who is a katan, Chalitza sepsula, then her Chalitza is pasul. She still can't get married to anyone that she wants. The Yavim and the Yavama have to be able to speak for the Chalitza to be kosher. And the Yavim has to at least be a gadol, over bar mitzvah, and have the halachis of a gadol. Ketana shechaltza, says the Mishnah, if a Yevama was a ketana, she was the ketana. She wasn't 12 years old yet. Tachloitz mishetagdol. She has to chalitza one more time when she becomes a gedayla. Vimloi chaltza, if she doesn't do this second chalitza when she becomes a gedayla, so here too we say chalitza sapsula, that the chalitza is pasul. The Yevama, like the Yavim, has to be a gedayla for the chalitza to be kasher. Now, what if they decided later, you know what, the first chalitza wasn't good, we'll do yivam. So the Batrim explains they can't. When the Mishnah says chalitza sapsula, it means you have to do the chalitza again. But the chalitza is effective enough that it takes away the yivam option. And this is the sheet of Rabbi Meir. Because according to the Rabbanan, the chalitza of a katan is nothing. It does not take away the option of doing Yivim later. But our Mishnah holds that it does. So again, our Mishnah told us, a deaf mute, whether it's either the Yavim or the Yavama, who can't say the Psukim, cannot do Chalitza. If either the Yavim or the Yavama was a Ketana, they have to redo the Chalitza after they become a Gadol and a Gedayla. But the original Chalitza is Psula. When the Mishnah says the original Chalitza is Psula, that means that they don't have the option of doing Yivim afterwards. The chalitza isn't good enough for her to be able to marry someone else. She's going to need another chalitza, but it is good enough to say that yivam is no longer an option. This is the shita of Rabbi Meir. Matan told us that the shita of the chachamim is when it comes to a katan and a ketana, that the chalitza to a katan and a ketana is totally meaningless. If they want to do yivam afterwards, they can't.